out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a wee little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, if your ear holes are sucking us in live. It's a little bit after 5 out east, if that's the time I fucked up, that you're sucking us in live.
Suck.
If that's not the time, perhaps you are listening to us as a podcast on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you, oh God, I really messed shit up today.
What's downloaded wrong?
Us as a podcast.
So what? What is that? What's the difference?
I've totally forgotten my whole thing. Okay,
oh, really?
You'd gone down and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, under whomever, next to whomever, beside whomever.
Under my moobs.
Or alone.
All by yourself.
However you're taking us in, we appreciate the... I was trying to think of something that Trump did in the UN today. The fear-mongering fuck out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe asshole.
Right. Maybe he jerked off in the green room.
So embarrassing. We apologize to the planet for that orange thing.
And also to the people that voted for him and were stupid enough to believe all the bullshit. Man, fuck you. And fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
We're going to be here for the
fuck
next...
Fuck off.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours.
I got a life force!
And slinging some more E-turds at the right, et cetera, et cetera. Firing up the pitchforks, the E-pitchforks and the virtual torches. Tiki torches.
Tiki torches.
We can't do tiki torches now. It's been done.
No. Fuck them hard. With the tiki torches.
We should all get plastic lightsabers.
Oh, yes. Purple wounds.
Let's all go to Toys R Us before it goes tits up.
Right. Oh, they're going broke.
Yeah. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I just want to share something. Well, it's a podcast. What else are we going to do for 2 hours? I'm going to share something. I went and saw Brendan Walsh and Doug Stanhope last night.
Doug Stanhope.
In Mobile. And Brendan Walsh is funny as fuck, and he spent a good amount of his set admonishing the people of Alabama for being so stupid in all the elections and voting for dickheads. And
Fuck you!
It needed to be said! It needed to be said! Why are you so stupid? And I feel bad for you. Your life must be hard. You're dumb. People fuck with you.
I mean, if the gays want to go out and do their gay sex, that's one thing.
Who buys into him? What kind of yokel buys into Pat Robertson? Telling you that Donald motherfucking Trump is anointed by Sky God. I'm asking you.
Oh, well, here.
Oh, it's not prison. And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have... people come along who they loved that was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Does he mean the Romans? Does he mean the Romans?
He said the Greeks.
I always thought about, aren't the Greeks, they ran around in togas and like talked to the gods, right? But then the Romans did all the war.
I thought the Greeks were running around buggering each other.
Oh, yes. Have you ever had Grecian?
Is that what Greek style means?
Grecian hand release is my favorite. Grecian.
Did you ever see that movie with Robin Williams, the late great Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Lacage. I mean,
you know what? I never fucking saw that.
It's pretty funny, but even funnier is the original version, if you can stand the subtitles, in French. And it's really pretty funny. But there's a scene where the parents-in-laws come over and they're a straight-laced government conservative family.
Yes.
And they show up at the two guys who are the parents of this guy, the boy they adopted.
Yes.
And the minister is looking around and he's looking at their dishes and everything. Because what is this decor on the plates? Is it Greek boys playing?
And, oh, wait, I did see that. I know what you're talking about.
And they try to pull it away. They might have the same joke in the Robin Williams one. I don't remember.
Oh, they do. They do.
Do they have the same joke?
Wait a second. That's Birdcage. That's Birdcages. Or the Birdcage. It's one of my dad's favorite movies,
which is
with Nathan Lane.
I apologize. Exactly.
Is that an adaptation of La Cage aux Folles?
Yeah, I think.
I didn't fucking know that. That's cool.
So much that I forgot that it was called Birdcage and not La Cage aux Folles.
God, my parents love the shit out of that movie, and it's funny.
Hilarious.
So fucking funny.
Right, but the original version, the French version, is really, really funny. The French have a thing with physical humor and stuff. It's just pretty funny. Fucking funny. Do yourself a favor. Get really...
I remember laughing my ass off.
Take a Xanax and...
Watching that with my
half
dad.
Half Xanax.
That's half. Do we give medical advice now?
No, I'm talking. This is fun. This is party advice. This is not medical. Yeah.
Let me tell you what to put in your mouth. Welcome to crab diving. By the way, go to Amazon, buy some shit. Yeah. Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get trickle up.
Yeah, the birdcage may be on Amazon Prime. I know fucking not, but.
Absolutely.
You can sign up for a Amazon Prime there.
Yes, or buy it on Laserdisc.
And which we have here.
Oh,
we watch all kinds of shows on the Amazon Prime.
Right, right.
Also, you get your packages fucking
faster.
Faster. Right.
Faster packages.
You can act like a man.
I love The Godfather. That is such a great movie.
Yeah, the first two. Then, you know.
You didn't like the third one?
Come on.
Come on. Jeez. Wasn't that the one in 3D?
Yeah.
No, that's Jaws.
It's the same. Might as well be.
Who cares, you know? Right. How could they fuck that up? Those movies were so good.
You get the kiss of death in 3D.
Yeah.
Here's the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Sarah. From the Crab Diving News Studios, high above the Crab Diving fucking tower, which is deep within the Crab Diving bunker.
No geo hints.
Behind the Crab Diving fence and the Crab Diving moat.
From behind.
Dateline, like September 19th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Ooh, wee wee.
Over to the commie, pinko liberal.
A fate!
A post.
Oh, yes.
The headline loading.
Loading.
Oh, man. Fuck you, HuffPost.
Yes.
Picture of Mitch McConnell.
Mitch the bitch. Ugh.
I don't know, frowning? But would we know otherwise?
He has resting Nazi face.
Who did that? Was it Seth Meyers did that, or was it John Oliver? Somebody, one of the pundit, comedic types, possibly Colbert, did something about Mitch McConnell smiling, and then they actually showed it has to be a clip from like a Mitch McConnell...
Right,
ad to vote for him or something, but it's him sitting at the desk, and then he looks up, and the camera moves in on him, and he, what one could describe as smiles.
Ooh, his face is chilling.
There's something about it, yeah.
Do you think, I don't mean, God, this is so unnecessary topic, but, you know, imagine, I mean, he is married to Elaine Chao, the transportation secretary.
Yes.
There's no way.
Hitting that.
Mm-mm. There's no missionary. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Missionary
riding
doesn't.
Those jowls.
She just tells him, oh, Mitch, I like it from behind. Not because, you know, I can't look at your face. That's not it. Believe me.
GOP governors blast Mitch for Trump care sneak attack.
Right.
This was actually Chuck Schumer came out and gave a little impromptu news event where he waved this letter in front of everybody.
Yes.
It's a bipartisan.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Bah.
Group of governors.
Fuck you.
Urged Senate leaders. By the way, a report came out that, you know, there's these groups, inexplicably, there's the one named the new caucus in the House called the We Get Shit Done. What is it?
Step off my dick. I know what you're talking. The problem solvers.
Problem solvers caucus.
The Oath Keepers.
Which one would strongly argue is your fucking job in the first place. You all solve the problem. That's why you're there, you fucking assholes.
You should be the elite of the elite at problem solving.
But we're going to be the real problem solvers.
God damn.
Who are kind of following what I believe the founders wanted, which is compromise. They were a rainbow of cuntage, just like we have now.
Oh, yes.
Of ideologies.
Well, it's not a rainbow.
Including some that owned people.
Right. Well, they're all white.
That we all had to cater to and work with in order to craft out that fucking constitution that you claim to masturbate to.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And they're the ones screaming, no, no, my way or the highway. We ain't compromising with nobody. You talk to a Democrat? What the fuck? Did you see Chris Christie hug that Negro?
God, I fucking hate the GOP so fucking much. They're such bullshit. God. I'm sorry. The French version of Lacage, the housekeeper, ooh la la. That's what Maud Gonne says. The house. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Who was that? I forget the name of the character, but their housekeeper.
Yes.
I was going to say African American, but he'd be French. He's a black guy.
French African American.
Wearing very frequently, it's always a different outfit, but it was all pretty frequently tiny little. If you Google Melania Trump modeling. And some of the outfits she would wear.
Oh, that's he's wearing.
Yeah.
Who is it? Gregory Hines?
Little tiny, tight, gold panty kind of things. but that was their housekeeper.
I brought my outfit and my wallet.
Who they had to butch up when the minister and his family.
Oh,
the minister in the governmental form. Right. He wasn't like a Jesus-y. but when he showed up, they had to put him in regular shoes when he's used to walk around high heels. It's hilarious. It's really a hilarious fucking movie.
Right.
My side rant was there's these groups that are working on both sides of the aisle. And I mean, well, yeah, that and both sides of the Congress.
Yes.
There's some senators working together who are saying, fuck it, we're gonna do it the right way, and we're gonna work together and come up with fixing healthcare.
Boo!
Something that maybe will be good for, hey, let's try a new concept.
Right.
The people.
Right, so a bunch of dickheads are gonna figure it out.
And the same with the problem solvers, allegedly.
How sad.
Today
sad.
I heard that basically Eddie fucking Munster...
Yes.
That evil cunt bag, Speaker of the House,
right,
has said, well, I'm not going to, we're not doing any bipartisan. He's not even going to bring it up.
Right. He's not even going to bring it up.
And he can decide that.
Well, what else are they fucking talking about?
So they
about?
Can come, like a majority of Congress can come, can cobble together something and say, look at this great compromise we've come up with. Well, this kind of sucks a little bit for us, but this really is great for us.
Right,
that kind
right.
of thing, which is the way this shit usually ends up working.
It's so fucking frustrating. Imagine you had to, imagine someone said, hey, at Vile Experience, I have a really, what's going on? Did you spit take?
Almost. Fucking HuffPost.
What happened?
Well, I guess I should call out people trending.
Trending on Twitter.
No, go
Twitter.
Ahead. I'll
shit, I forgot.
We'll let you know in a moment what
I was going to say.
Headline almost made me
if
spit
if someone
take.
Said, hey, here's a really complicated problem. No one's ever been able to figure it out. No one. But now you get to solve it, but you have to do it using feedback and input.
Fuck from, them.
From a bunch of racists. I mean, how do they do anything? I mean, how do they do anything with people like Louis fucking Gohmert?
Well, they're not. He's one of the ones that are going to say he's not in the problem solving caucus.
he's
the problem causing caucus.
Oh, I forgot. Louis. You're in the problem causing one.
He's exactly what we're talking about. These wire the highway.
Right. This dickhead's bitching about, oh, I can't barbecue outside my office anymore. Why is any of them? Why are they barbecuing? Why?
Apparently he whips up an awesome brisket.
Imagine if I go to Washington, I see some dickhead barbecuing some legislator and they haven't fixed health care yet. I'd be like, hey, what are you doing?
But you know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
Can you explain this?
I'd forgotten the
damn.
Second and third parts.
Is that the follow-up to the one
no,
we always play?
Here's the rest of it. Damn.
Yeah, you are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, you know, if that's what you start to do in the military like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
You studied military history.
Not a good idea.
You know those Greeks got their asses kicked by the Carthaginians because all the cum was slowing them
yes!
down.
Is that what it was?
All the pink eye and all the jizz.
I'm weighted down by all this jizz. God damn it. I got to go into battle. I don't understand.
Give each other massages.
Is it the idea that if I'm going into battle, I got to get a massage and be totally relaxed and released before I charge
He's
into the
talking
enemy?
Talking about a massage.
I don't understand what you mean by that.
Happy ending.
That's okay. So before you go into battle, you get jerked off.
Well, or, you know.
That might make you
some,
worse.
Some buggering.
Shouldn't you keep that all that pent up energy so you can
well,
hack
that's
your
his
fucking
point.
Enemy, the, enemy
That's
to
his
death?
Point why oh. there shouldn't be gays in the military because they're just going to be fucking each other.
Well, I'm.
When they should be getting.
Oh, shit.
They should be all getting raged up.
Hit me with that chair. Pick that chair up of yours and throw it at my face because I'm making Louis Gohmert's point.
Louis Gohmert's
I quit.
Point.
I quit.
Since
I
when quit. Does your no mean yes?
Shut up, man.
Anyway, so now today there's a bipartisan group of governors.
Hold on a second. So in that clip, that Louis Gohmert clip, I yeah. forgot ultimately that is he getting back to gays in the military or is he getting back to terrorism or both?
Well, everything God. Leads back to terrorism.
God, if you voted for Louis Gohmert, you are stupid as fucking fuck. You must be so fucking
like,
dumb.
Bigly, he wins in his district, too.
How do people, my God, how do people that vote for him go to the grocery store and try to decide what the best deal is? Because surely you can't do the fucking math if you're stupid enough to vote for Louis Gohmert.
Squeal.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you compare prices? You're so fucking dumb. Right. How do you put on a condom? Oh, wait. you don't. You don't put on a condom. You just keep having fucking dumb kids.
The condoms they only use in the truck stops.
I bet they don't. I bet they don't.
So a whole bunch of governors urged Senate leaders against considering this latest flinging over a pinball machine and having its way with the American people of repealing the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, great.
And are saying, hey, well, why don't we do this? I don't know the way this shit's supposed to work. And let's all work together to fix something. But no, Mitch the Bitch is like sneaking this in with the complicity of goddamn fucking Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, who, oddly enough, on some issues is like bizarrely the voice of reason. I think he just hates Trump.
I think so, too. And he hates Ted Cruz as well, right?
Oh, probably. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We played
that
roast. Yeah. He got drunk and talked about Ted Cruz or Donald Trump. Damn, I don't remember.
Both.
God,
he said, like, the choice between the two of them was, like, being shot or taking poison or something like that.
And then he's trying to promote this guy's fucking health care, Trump care. See, like, that's the kind of hypocrisy I don't fucking understand.
Lindsey care.
Yeah, Lindsey care. That's a fun night. Here's an umbrella drink and a robe. I don't know why it's a robe. We don't wear robes. Fuck it.
A good Republican would defend Ted Cruz after tonight. That ain't happening. If you killed Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate and the trial was in the Senate, nobody could convict you.
I just take a moment to say in this clip, like, this is so amazing. This is the most, he's great. And he is, you can, if you listen to his voice, that's a guy that's been drinking all night. You know what I mean? He sounds so fucked up. He said, if you kill Ted Cruz, pause. He got
a
laugh.
He's a senator.
Damn, he's good.
Right. The Donald. I am literally running out of adjectives. I don't know how I can best describe Donald Trump, but I can say this, that I don't think he understands what makes America great. And I know I'm supposed to be funny, but I'm not really happy about where the country is right now. I could make a million Donald Trump jokes, and I have, but our party and our country is going to have to up its game. You're going to have to ask him harder questions. And here's my contribution to the country. I ran for president, and I had to get out. I endorsed Jeb Bush, and he had to get out. I'm the Dr. Kevorkian of the Republican primary.
I'm the Dr. Kevorkian of the Republican primary.
He endorsed Jeb.
Of the Republican primary. Tonight.
We put on a Make America Great Again hat.
Oh, God,
because
that's funny as
whoever
shit
he endorsed got out. God, that goes on. This whole thing goes on
for a long fucking time.
15 minutes, but that was the
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
That was the highlight. Anyway, Lindsey Graham, unfortunately, trying to come up with this bullshit.
Yeah, right. I mean, what's that about? I mean, at what point did
they figured that this will save them in their states. Like the lunatics in South Carolina are all pissy at Lindsey because he's not filleting Trump.
He's like, listen, I'll promote his Trump care and I'll do his bullshit. I'm not sucking him off.
I'd need a lot of juleps.
Gotta be really
drunk. That's gonna happen.
Can you imagine the next day Lindsey's like, calls up John, hey, McCain, did I fucking suck off Trump last night?
Although he is a billionaire.
Oh, my God.
the letter that was sent to Congress.
Yes.
The 10 governors said that the bill, sponsored by Lindsey Graham and Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. Does that surprise anybody?
He kept trying to get me to pee on him, and I said, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't do it.
And speak Russian at the same time.
What a perv. Nicked.
These governors said, you know, you can't sign this legislation. It's awful, and that they should, let's do everything like the normal way. The letter says, we ask you to support bipartisan efforts to bring stability and affordability to our insurance markets.
There you go.
Instead of trying to fuck it up, which they've still been doing.
Just stop doing it. God, I wish the GOP would just stop doing shit. They don't want to work. You know they don't.
They're putting sanctions on their own people.
Right.
Because they want to get their way. They're hurting their own people.
I never thought about it like that. You're right. That's
suffer. We're going to watch. Sanctions. We're going to let people get. We're going to send up the insurance premium so high on that Negro care that everybody's going to be hurt and they want to get rid of it. And then they're going to love me when I say get rid of it.
You know, the truth is, man, it's like, you know, these fucking dickheads like Lindsay, they think, you know what? My constituents are dumb. They're stupid. They don't give a fuck. They're drunk. What are they going to do? Come out in the streets and start a revolution? Fuck no. They're eating whatever they're doing. They're at the Golden Corral. Nobody cares. We're
so
all apathetic.
So many of them are on catheters. And,
you got three jobs just to get by because minimum wage is nothing.
Years old, yeah.
God, fuck these opportunistic dickheads. They're just doing it because they know people will fucking take it.
Democrats signed this letter. 4 Republicans, 1 independent, Alaska's Governor Bill Walker.
Jeez, independent. God, whatever, dude.
The Colorado's Governor John Hickenlooper, my favorite name for a governor.
Hickenlooper!
Montana Governor Steve Bullock.
Yes.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, and Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
Ooh, yeah.
The 4 Republicans, John Kasich.
Bucky.
Not missing a chance to stick a shiv in the side of Trump. Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval.
Nevada.
Which is interesting.
Who is he a Republican?
Okay. Because if he is saying don't do it, that might signal... What's that governor's name there in Nevada?
I have no idea. It's a governor.
Who was kind of on the fence last time.
Yes. Oh, shit. I sort of remember.
It's kind of a purpley state. Hillary won Nevada.
Right. A white guy?
Maybe. What the fuck is wrong with you?
What's
a
white guy? I'm sorry. Jeez.
Senators we're talking about here.
Oh, wait. Hey, what's that one? No, I'm thinking about Arizona. Who's that asshole that waggled her finger at Obama?
Jan Brewer.
Ah, oh, god damn it.
Yeah. Skeksis Barbie.
Shit, man. You GOP, your party is garbage. Disgusting.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, Vermont Governor Phil Scott are the Republicanators who, and Alaska Governor Bill Walker, the independent. Are the Republicans who said, don't do this shit.
Don't do it, dickhead.
But if they can convince that Nevada senator, whose name escapes me, if they can convince him, then Randy Paul has already said he's not voting for it, which it's a beneficial result for an evil reason. He thinks it keeps too much of Obamacare.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I can't vote for anything that keeps 90% of Obamacare.
You know what, man? The thing is, the truth is...
Let him.
Yeah.
Right now, let him.
I mean, Obamacare was a solution, and it was implemented. These guys have a lot of fucking nerve saying it's failing. They haven't even thought of anything. They haven't even brought anything of note to the fucking table.
And it could be fixed. But Mitch the bitch has been and whoever before it was John Boehner.
Boehner.
And now Paul Ryan, who won't do anything that's good for the people. Fuck that shit.
Right.
If it's not our agenda, the 100%, then fuck y'all. We're gonna let the people suffer. Obamacare could be fixed.
Right.
They could have done these bipartisan solutions 7 years ago when they were saying, well, you know, it needs tweaks to the
why are we putting up with this
Medicare
shit?
Payments and shit like that.
That is so frustrating. It could very easily be fixed.
Medicaid.
But we don't have the right people in charge. We have dickhead opportunists. Man. Don't we vote? Don't we decide what's what?
Right. And whoever, whatever industry, whatever big company pays the most, whatever buddy you shoot a nine with Saturdays.
Shit. God.
Whatever other rich white guy you were working with.
Right. Listen, if you go shooting with rich white guys, you know, mind your flank, because you never know when you're going to get right in the face, and not in a good way.
I saw another like quarterly report or something, and people were gasping because it was like only 4% growth in profit. Growth in profit. So there's still
profit, motherfucker.
Healthily in profit.
You're not sad.
They've been making a profit. Profits only went up 4%, and they're screaming, oh my God, the company's doomed.
I'm making a shit ton of money, and now I'm only making a little more than a shit ton of money, or probably a lot more. It's garbage.
Well, shop guys are making sure they got, yeah. What was it we the other day we were talking about? Somebody's getting a $40 million golden parachute out of some deal.
Oh, fuck me.
Some CEO of a couple companies are merging, and one of the CEOs got to go bye-bye. And he's going to be able to sop up his tears with $40
million. $40 million motherfucking dollars. What are you?
And the reason
what's
probably
he going to do with that?
Was that he was shitty and the company ended up getting acquired.
Yeah.
Are they going to keep the best, smartest CEO or are they going to keep the dumb one?
Oh, they're going to keep the idiots. God, it's really just fucking frustrating. I mean, shit. Talking about shooting, I can never, Dick Cheney shot a guy in the face while he was vice president and nobody said shit about it. Really? Nobody said shit about it.
With a gun.
With a gun. I was giving the old one-handed shaft, Jack.
It's exhausting. So, yeah, call. I heard somebody say that some congressional staffers were saying,
staff.
Well, you know, we don't think that this healthcare must be that bad because we're just not getting the phone calls that we did on the last one. So now, hopefully, I'm seeing it now trending all over the Twitters. And
you're just beating the country into submission.
And it's showing up on Facebook. I think people are starting to organize because they're really going to try to ram the shit through. Plus, because of the Jewish holidays.
Yes.
Rosh Hashanah, I believe.
Right.
They've only got like 4 or 5 working days left for Congress. So they've really got to ram this in our holes.
Why is it like, why in the fuck? How much is healthcare? How much of healthcare?
A significant portion of sixth of our economy.
They got the nerve. Like they want to put a program through and not have the CBO look at it.
After having squealed like piggies for 7 years,
right,
that the Democrats rammed Obamacare into the country.
Shit, man.
Which took 18 months.
Yes.
Hundreds of hearings, hundreds of hours of hearings, and dozens of compromise amendments accepted.
Yes.
From the fucking GOP. These guys won't even let half of their own senators read it.
They can't govern
their own senators. They're like, well, we don't know. The last time, they're like, I don't know. We ain't got nothing, but we're going to have something by the time it's time to vote.
But they don't want their senators to even read it. What are the senators supposed to tell their constituents? I don't know what I voted on. I represent you. I don't know what I'm voting on.
Mitch McConnell's like, you got to trust me.
Oh, my God,
just
you dickheads.
Trust me. It's going to be something great.
Nobody wants to trust you. Nobody wants to trust you. Nobody wants to look at you. I don't. I'm tired of looking at his face.
Same three senators who killed the last attempt. Senator Susan Collins of Maine, John McCain of Arizona.
There you go, guys. Way to go.
And Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. Actually, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski were kind of overlooked a little bit. They were the ones who said from the beginning,
right,
we're not voting for this, it's heinous.
Yeah.
And remember, was it Murkowski that got the call from Ryan fucking Zinke, the thuggish Secretary of the Interior,
okay,
who was sicked on her by the administration? Remember they threatened to like no more bridges in Alaska for you kind of a thing?
God
damn. Like they're going to somehow hurt the people of Alaska if you don't vote for the health care, bitch.
We're taking away your health care and your bridges.
And she was like,
damn.
Fuck you.
Right. Fuck off.
And she stood strong. Same with Susan Collins of Maine. John McCain famously right at the end there came in and did the
thumbs down, baby.
Really put the shaft into
Roll over
into Mitch McConnell.
Is there a chance that John McCain
let me live that moment for 1 second.
Shaft.
Just remember how nice that felt to watch John McCain give thumbs down with Mitch McConnell like 5 feet away from him with his tendrils crossed in front of him. Tentacles. The look on his face when John McCain gives that thumbs down. John McCain looks him right in the fucking eye. goes, thumbs down.
How does fucking Mitch a bitch look at people in the eye? Because his skin's so saggy. It just falls over his fucking eyelids. Is it true he has to tape up his eye skin every day so he can just, you know, see?
And then Schumer, remember, had to like quiet a couple of the Democrats who were like starting to do the Irish jig in the holy shit, woohoo!
Well, the truth is,
stop.
There's nothing anybody in our government should be remotely happy about, dickheads. I mean, look who got elected. Look what's going on.
The bare minimum.
Chuck, don't get happy.
Do no harm. Fuck.
Fuck me, man.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Everybody get on your dialer and like I said, don't tweet.
Yes.
Don't fucking email.
Right.
Call, because it's really the only thing that is truly effective for these dickwads.
You see the other big story at the HuffPo today? There's a guy slipped his penis through the center of a weight. Like, you know, weights like you work out with.
Yeah.
Guy's dick got caught. And some firemen had to cut his penis out of the weight. Like, that was on the HuffPo, man. It's on the fucking HuffPo. And I'm putting that story will be up on Crab Diving. Facebook.com/Crab Diving. I've got that scheduled to go out a little later. Watch this space.
The horrible. God, we're just getting more reports about the horrible earthquake in Mexico City. So,
yeah, shit. There's a big one.
I was going to say sending good vibes, but
don't do that.
It's probably not appropriate, right?
No, you know.
Sending
wave
canceling vibes.
Right. That sucks.
To Mexico City. 7.1, they're saying, close to Mexico City.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could just, I would just like say, hey, America's there for you, but are we? I mean, you know. Are we going to go help them? Oh, my God.
No, Trump will probably say, you know, build the wall. We'll come help you.
God damn it. If Obama was in charge, there would be people going down there, right? We would be helping them. We should be helping Mexico.
Well, we probably will.
Damn it.
But I'm sure we're less so than in a previous administration because it's
Obama's
selfish dickwads in charge right now.
Obama would call Mexico, say, hello, Mexico. You have the full, all our resources. We're going to do everything we can to help you. I wish we had a president that could say that.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, boy.
Crank those calendars back to the dark ages.
No fucking shit.
Not dark.
It's not the age I like. Pee on me.
The monster storm direct hit Puerto Rico. Dios mio.
Baby. Fuck you.
Puerto Rico, apparently, it's looking like might be going right for Puerto Rico.
Damn it. Why is God doing this?
2 weeks ago, it was spared a devastating hit when Hurricane Irma ripped up the Caribbean.
Shit.
Or Caribbean.
Oh, yes. You know how you remember how to say it, right? Go Pirates of, in whichever version of that word doesn't sound fucked up. That's the correct one. Try it.
Well, I always say Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. You're saying it wrong.
Fuck, I'm going to listen to Disney on how to pronounce something.
I don't know. I don't know. Pirates of the
bankrupt island
Caribbean.
Of Puerto Rico, which,
wrong.
If you've got a moment, when you're done listening to Crab Diving and all the other great stuff here on the network, go to crabdiving.com. Also to iTunes or Stitcher.
Fuck you, boy!
Do we have a new... I'm looking if we have a new K-Boys today.
Oh, yeah, we should. I shall open the book of faith.
There were...
follow us
Kelly
on Facebook.
Traveling, Kelly the Voice. Listen to all the other stuff here on the network, all the other great stuff, all the other great stuff here on the network. I don't think we do. I think Thursday was the last one that we had in the can.
Right, right. I think this might be a day off. We
have
not heard from K-Voice, but we have heard from comedian Michael James Benson from Los Angeles. Very funny comedian. He will be staying with us for a couple of nights in October. Looking forward to that. he says yesterday's show was very funny.
Oh,
good
job.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
The do yourself a favor and go read about how the evil bankster types are having their way with Puerto Rico.
Oh, God.
Kind of the same way they had their way with Europe,
yes.
With Greece.
Yes.
In that, you know, when...
This austerity
when,
shit.
Well, when things were tough, some nefarious bankster types... Said, bad credit, no problem, kind of a deal.
Yeah.
To the Greeks, to Puerto Rico, you know, a lot of these governments.
Right.
You over-borrowed.
Yes.
But basically they were told, you know, it's good. We're going to give you great rates. You're going to, well, you know, and then of course.
They fuck them.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And
man.
Then they decide to, that they're going to pass the austerity down on the people. Meanwhile,
perfect.
Multinational bank corporations and things like that are making gazillions of dollars.
This is such garbage.
Fuck the people.
God, man, I...
And they literally could.
Right. Yes. They could fix
say,
it.
Say, we'll give you another year to pay it back.
Right.
Or something like that. Like that.
Why not?
And who's going to suffer? Who is going... What billionaire banker... It's going to be like, oh my God, I won't be able to eat this month because Honduras didn't make its payment. Fuck you.
Oh,
somebody, some kid in Honduras is going to go without a meal because you rich cunts got to squeeze your pound of flesh.
Yeah, squeeze his pound. God, we're fucked.
It's not a Jew thing.
Right. What do you mean?
Well, it's Shakespeare.
Which was... What was the
Merchant
reference?
Of Venice.
Yes, yes.
The merchant.
Pound of flesh squeezing.
J-E-W, and it's very anti-Semitic.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I used the pound of flesh reference. I wasn't being anti-Semitic.
Oh,
I was
no.
Being anti-money lender.
I didn't know that pound of flesh had an anti-Semitic etymology. I didn't know that. Pound of flesh.
That's
I thought it was some biblical
etymology.
Bullshit.
No, I thought it was Shakespeare. Isn't he the pound of flesh guy?
I thought the Bible was like...
Maybe.
You get it, like, some about...
Maybe Shakespeare used the Bible.
Yeah. God, I've read more Shakespeare than that bullshit in the Bible, so I don't... I was looking on our Twitter feed. By the way, follow us on Crab Diving, and I just saw a picture of that fucking earthquake.
Horrible, right?
Holy shit. Yeah. Send Mexico some fucking money. God damn.
Derived from the Merchant of Venice, 1596.
Yes.
The insistence by Shylock.
Right.
Of the payment of Antonio's flesh is the central plot device of the play. Shylock, the pound of flesh which I demand of him is dearly bought. 'Tis mine and I will have it.
Damn. Wow. So is that racist? Should I not say that if I say, hey,
no,
I want a pound
I'm just,
of flesh? I'm honestly, I want to know. I don't want to say racist shit. No, I want to be PC because it's a nice thing to do.
Kelly the Voice is it says no new K Voice today, a brand new episode. Hashtag Vietnam Hangover. Awesome K Voice. We wish you well, I can't imagine what the jet lag for that one is.
I don't even know. It's like, well,
to Vietnam.
Yeah, just you know what? Just take a lot of drugs. Wake up somewhere. You're in a wormhole.
Just time it so that you wake up sometime in the morning. Yeah.
Go listen to old episodes of K-Voice. That show's fucking great. Like it on Facebook and listen. Subscribe to the network. Get all our good programming. Fuck the GOP. Fuck them hard, too. Go listen to these fucking idiots. God.
So we're all sending good vibes and good thoughts down to Puerto Rico, who's already got problems because the bankers are the vipers and vulture capitalists have swooped in. And are squeezing the economy dry down there.
You know,
the right. Island's bankrupt. And guess who won't help?
Trump.
It's like they're a state, basically.
I was about to ask you something. Does Trump know that Puerto Rico is with us?
I don't know. They sound a little Mexican-y to me.
I mean, I'm serious. I know all the racism and all that shit, but does he actually know that it's our territory? Does he know that? Has anybody told
probably
him?
Some kind of abstract way.
No. Hey, listen.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, somebody works for him. Just tap him on the shoulder. Puerto Rico's one of ours. We got to take care of it, you fucking dickbag.
Didn't Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III?
Yes.
Didn't he say something about when that judge in Hawaii issued a stay on the anti-Muslim bug zapper over the country?
He said something fucking shitty.
He said, why should everybody be beholden to some judge on a tiny island in the Pacific?
It's part of
it's
our country.
A state, right?
You fucking bag of fucking shit.
But again, that was, you know, any other administration in a normal, unbizarro world, that might have, you know, cost him bigly.
Man,
but
dude,
Trump probably shat out a tweet 15 minutes later. Nobody's paying attention to the horrible, horrible thing Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III just said.
If I lived in Puerto Rico, I'd want somebody just to say, listen, I don't care how weird it sounds or whatever. Sit that fuck stick down and look him in the eye and said, hey, I'm just confirming with you that we are both on board that Puerto Rico is in the U.S. Do you concur? Look at me. Say it back. Say it back to me.
Why do they have a Mexican name?
God damn it. Shit. You know what I mean? I'm sure he thinks about it like that.
Hurricane Maria, Category 5, winds 160 plus miles an hour, gusts.
Oh my God.
200 miles an hour.
Okay. Well, climate change, blah, blah, blah. Fuck everybody. Damn.
12 to 18 inches of rain, as much as 25 inches of rain in certain areas.
At what point do you just stop counting the fucking rain?
Then you got your storm surges, got your wind, you got all that shit. So,
Wonderful.
And again, they're on an island.
Is there nothing, do we not, hey, anybody, any scientists out there? You know what, man? If I was in charge, I would take every... If there's a scientist out there working on a cure for male pattern baldness and fucking dick pills, you're being reassigned.
Combination pill would be probably perfect, right?
Right.
your hair and your
dick.
Yes,
we have enough of all of those. Your new job is to figure out how we can fire a missile or a laser beam into one of these fucking storm systems and stop it. Can't we do that? I see it in movies. I swear to God I've seen that.
What about Superman flying backwards?
No, I'm serious. What I'm saying is serious. You could do that. Superman, that did work. We just don't have a Superman. We have the Bigot Basher. Remember him from yesterday? That superhero that beat up that fucking Nazi?
Oh, yes.
And I decry violence. How horrible. But he really beat the shit out of that guy. He needs
an
outfit.
There's more, yeah. I guess what happened was he was, one guy was yelling at the Nazi, and they were yelling back and forth, and then the Nazi threw a banana at him. And
shut up.
I'm just reporting.
Oh, I hate these fucking
threw
guys.
Threw a banana at him.
Because he's black.
And then the guy in the hoodie crossed the street and just stepped in and clocked
his ass.
And then walked away. And that when the Popo got there.
Yes.
Nazi snowflake had arisen.
Oh, yes.
And
I was assaulted.
Was like, no, I'm just going to go home, and took off his little armband.
Oh, did you?
And probably got on the bus to go back home.
You know what? I don't understand. Hey, you dickhead Nazis. If your message about white supremacy and Nazi shit is so fucking important, you're going to get hit in the face and then take that off. Take the armband off. Wear it, you fucking pussy. You know what I mean? God. Cowards.
So, there, yeah, that's that was the latest that I heard from that too.
Man, fuck Nazis and fuck these fucking hurricanes. What are we gonna do about this shit?
Not a lot of sympathy for the Nazi on the crab diving Facebook page on the story.
Gee, guys,
that
come
we
on.
Put up there. I wasn't anticipating any, to be honest. Nor do I really think. It's one of those things. If you're a liberal, you've got to be a little conflicted.
Yes,
a little.
Okay,
various degrees of conflicted, because nonetheless, you know, we're nonviolent types. Hopefully,
right?
We try to avoid the violence at all costs. But are we rollover pacifists? No.
Well, I mean, I think about it like this. I try not to think white. Think about it. If you're a person of color, you're gay or you're trans and you live in this country, a lot of your government, they don't treat you as people. The police kill you.
Right.
So you got a bunch of white supremacists. They march. They make a big thing. Our president isn't able to address it properly. So, I mean... What do you do?
Well, yeah, I said you're torn.
Right. No, I'm exploring the fucking thing. I mean, I don't know.
But there was I put this up on our Facebook, and it was out a couple of weeks ago, or almost a month ago now.
Yes.
A month ago.
Right.
In Quartz. Quartz.qz.com.
Okay. Oh, I thought that was a town in the UK at first. Hello.
It's called the... It's about a philosophical term that was coined in the 40s.
Yes.
Called the paradox of tolerance.
Okay.
It's philosopher Karl Popper.
Mr.
Funded
Popper.
Parties.
Mr. Popper.
I think I tried... Never mind.
An anal popper.
I think I tried popper.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? What is an anal popper?
I got a massive headache. What?
What is... Hey.
They're little nitrous caps or cartridges that you...
Put in your ass.
You suck.
Oh, okay.
You inhale.
But why do people... I hear the
and
term
like,
anal poppers.
Or
what
does
that
little,
mean?
Some of them are little... It's stuff you inhale, you like undo a stopper in a bottle and you inhale the fumes or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's stuff that you there's various forms of poppers, I think, but it's stuff that you inhale.
Tweet us at Crab Diving. Share with us your knowledge about poppers.
Kind of has an instant effect. and in my case, unpleasant.
Oh, really? It wasn't good?
Very unpleasant.
What happened? You didn't like it?
Instant headache.
Oh. God damn it. We got to figure out these fucking migraines.
Instant headache.
Is there nothing, you know... Is there...
Party over.
Right.
For me. Actually, it wasn't. It did go away.
Yes.
Right. You know, when the whatever I had sniffed wore off, but I wasn't...
Yes.
Not my gig.
Right.
Paradox part, well, here's what it says. Number one, a tolerant society should be tolerant by default.
Yes. Yes, inclusive,
two,
right?
With one exception.
Okay.
It should not tolerate intolerance itself.
Right.
Because the concept being, which is what the Tiki Torch waivers,
yes,
where they're wrong, which is where one could say the allowing the Nazi to run the streets and,
yes,
and throw bananas at people and curse and say racist shit. Without getting his clock cleaned,
yes,
is too tolerant,
right,
to the point where intolerance is tolerated, and then there's no tolerance.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So whenever the righties are like, oh, look at the tolerance of the left, you have to accept my
ideas.
No, you know what? We really don't. We have to accept tolerance of other people's views. Your view is by definition intolerant.
Right.
And that's where we get to not be tolerant.
Yeah. And that's where I don't even feel like having an argument with them. I got to argue that, you know what I mean? It's such a fucked up thing to, because if you're a nice person, I mean, aren't you tolerant? I mean, like, genuinely nice people I know aren't racist. I can't believe I'm explaining this. Like, why if you're...
Well, there are nice racists out there.
To fucking people they aren't racist right. against, which makes them not say, nice.
Walk into a shop here in the Redneck Riviera somewhere.
They aren't nice. Those people aren't nice.
They are. They to can, you.
Yes, but that's not nice. That's fucked up.
You mean like a, not a global nice?
No, you're nice or you're not nice.
Right.
They're compartmentalizing shit.
Yes.
Which is fucked up. They should be nice to everyone. Not just white fuckers. God damn it, guys.
They have this fucked up belief that you should not only tolerate their march to advocate removing human rights from people of color,
God.
But you as a tolerant person should even fight to protect their right to march. In the name of tolerance.
No, you're fucking stupid.
That's the kind of shit you hear from Hannity.
Yes.
It's the kind of shit you hear from Fucker Carlson.
Right. I mean, that's...
All those alt-right dorks.
That's the kind of shit I hear from, you know, idiots. Maybe you know, you might run into from time to time in this state in which we live, you know?
Go on.
Go. You guys got to grow up about this racism shit. It's killing us. It's fucking killing us. You fucking dickheads. God.
That gross ass picture of Trump you used as a promo.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Gross as hell.
Poppers.
There you go. They say in this, it's a good story. It says the ACLU believes in protecting intolerant speech right up to the U.S. legal limit.
Yes.
That's why the local branch of the ACLU went to court to force Charlottesville to grant the permit for that march to take place in the first place.
Right. Why the fuck did... Why can they get... Why do they have a right to march? Why do we allow white supremacists to fucking march?
The ACLU's reasoning is that people marching to increase tolerance, like civil rights marches... could then be blocked by intolerant local governments if intolerant people plan to attack them. So they were saying, your civil rights march, the KKK has said they're going to show up and start flinging Molotov cocktails
right.
at your black asses.
Okay.
Then the locals could say, you can't have your march because it's going to get all violent shit.
Right. And that's fucked up. Damn it.
It's one of those, it's a tough line to walk. Where do you draw the line?
And I'm so tired. Hey, shut up about Antifa. Shut the fuck up about it. My God, shut the fuck up about it.
And the counter protesters have as much right to be there as the protesters.
Absolutely.
And it's just not true when they say that the counter protesters didn't have a permit. It's a lie. They did in Charlottesville. The counter protesters had a permit also. So,
but they weren't protected by the cops.
Well, there's a little fuckery going on there.
Don't you think, I mean, this when you hear these fucking idiots talking about Antifa and shit like that, don't you just want to say, you know, you got a lot of nerve bringing any of that shit up. Look at the right. Look at the KKK. Look at the white supremacists. All the violence throughout the fucking years. And then let's not even get into slavery. And you're going to give me shit because a few liberals put on ski masks and start... You know, I mean, you know, we shouldn't have violence. That's wrong.
And if
shut the fuck up about the Antifa, you dickbags.
Well, if Antifa is responding to violence, I don't have a problem with it. If they're inciting the violence or starting the violence,
yeah.
I would opt to not do that. But
because if the police aren't going to protect like those counter-protesters in Charlottesville, then what choice do you have? Somebody's got to protect those people, right? I mean, you know.
That's Antifa's reasoning.
You got to stick up for people.
And they allege that at times the popo are on the side of the fascists anyway.
Great.
We joked around, but I mean, in Charlottesville, how many of the cops wearing their riot gear were standing there looking at their cousin who was waving a tiki torch the night
right.
before.
I mean, when shit like that starts happening, that makes you nervous because all of a sudden you're like, well, gee, shit is really breaking down, you know? And then think about it. If you're a person of color, you can't trust the cops. In a free society, right. You can't trust the cops. Holy fuck.
Paradox of tolerance suggests that we should view advocacy of intolerance and persecution as a criminal behavior in and of itself. Many European countries do have specific laws making advocacy of white supremacy illegal, in contrast to the United States.
And that won't happen over here because people scream First Amendment.
Yes.
God. But if you're advocating something that's exclusionary and something that's violent, that inspires violence, you know, I don't know why we allow that shit. Fuck that.
So there you go. Paradox of tolerance basically right. says you tolerate so much.
Right. Absolutely.
but to be a civilized society, we don't have to tolerate intolerance.
Right. It's stupid.
Who are the ones out there marching, you know, when they try to equate BLM,
yes,
Black Lives Matter, to the white supremacists?
That is insane. Well, right. It's like it doesn't even
right.
If you're a normal, nice person, it's not dumb as fuck. That idea blows your mind because it's the dumbest shit ever.
Concur.
It's crazy that we have to say Black Lives Matter, but we fucking do.
I've got a story here.
Yes.
That this was on, and I apologize, but this is going to be Fox and Friends. I know you guys haven't had you a heaping helping a Deucey in a while.
Oh, yes. You got Fox. It's like Caligula over there.
Actually, I don't know who's talking in this clip, but the main star of this clip is Dr. Oz.
Oh,
that's the TV doctor.
That's a guy. Oh, God. I watched one segment where he showed everybody like how your shit should look in the toilet.
Doesn't
it really
he?
It grossed me the fuck out. Yeah, yeah.
The little pieces of corn.
Cork. He used cork.
I mean, could you see pieces of
corn? I don't know, man. I didn't look at it. I was on the elliptical.
The like floaters versus sinkers, that kind of thing?
Yeah, something like that, you know?
So Dr. Oz is a TV host of
right.
Dr. Oz. Did he have some... Was he one of these that had some dubious endorsements, maybe?
Dubious.
Some supplements or something like that? Or am I thinking of a different TV doctor?
I don't know. You know, is this guy heinous? I've never heard that.
Yeah.
I mean, Keith Ablow is one of these cable television doctors. Now, that guy is a heinous piece of human trash. He's a dickhead.
So Dr. Oz was on Fox and Friends.
Boo.
He had apparently an interview with Ivanka Trump.
Oh, my God. About what?
He was on to speak about how Ivanka Trump revealed on his show
yes.
that she had suffered from postpartum depression.
Okay. She has a kid?
Couple, right?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Two or three.
Great.
At the end of the interview,
yes,
Ainsley Earhart.
Oh my God.
Wearing a pink frock.
Oh yes.
Short.
Oh,
skirt.
Of course. Please, it's Fox.
She looks great.
Right.
As does Deucey. Mm-hmm. Kill me, not so much.
Deucey, you've been working out. Jeez.
Deucey, it is Deucey, Kilmeade, and Ainsley Earhart.
God, what a bunch of
sitting with Dr. Odds. But listen to, I might have to fast forward to the end here. I don't know how long exactly the clip is, but listen to how quickly Deucey ends the segment.
Okay.
When Dr. Oz goes off topic at the end of the segment, Ainsley sounds like she's getting ready to go to commercial.
Right.
And he says, can I just say something? The doctor says. And then he says, or Kilmeade's trying to go to commercial. He says, can I just say something? The real story is the hypocrisy around medical marijuana.
Oh, shit.
And
oh, my God.
Then Ducey, who apparently, it says here at Raw Story, Ducey is known for mocking marijuana users with the phrase "all potted up." Apparently, they were all potted up.
God, fuck you, dude. Fuck you, Ducey.
I think we may have played that one time. I'm all potted up. Yeah. Somebody's driving around all potted up.
You know, man, if you GOP fuckers, if you hate weed so much and none for you, you shouldn't ever be allowed to smoke any of this awesome weed we have on the planet. Eat a dick.
No, please smoke it. You'll no. Less up fucking tight.
Yeah. I don't want to waste any on him. He doesn't deserve
give
it.
Give him the shitty shake.
Yeah, you get shit weed.
The
smoke up,
you
dick.
You get the weed suppositories.
Right. Get the shake.
Here's a little bit of Fox and Friends. What?
You have to take. You can only take it rectally, dumbass.
Here's ooh,
perfect.
Deucey's like, been there, done that.
Color me there.
Here's Dr. Oz at the end of the segment after they talk about Ivanka Trump, the upcoming Ivanka Trump interview, and Dr. Oz goes off the rails, and Deucey loses his tiny little mind.
Mm.
And can stop taking it personally, which is hard for anyone to do. That'd be an issue.
After a while, won't our country get sick of the negativity and just, I mean, you can't watch mainstream media without.
Oh, Ainsley Earhart, hard-hitting journalist that she is, forgot to say, right before this clip, she asked the doctor if anger over Trump's presidency is bad for the country.
What the fuck? What kind of question is that?
Like the health of the country or something? With all those,
too upset.
Why don't all those libtards just accept it and then, everybody will be just chilled out?
Oh, yes. Jeez. That's the most insane shit I've
It really is. Just lay back and enjoy it.
Heard
right?
in my life.
Lay back and enjoy it.
You're gonna
shut
get
up.
Fucked
enjoy
for
it.
The next 4 years. Can you imagine?
I mean, even Harvard did a study on this, the 100 days, the first 100 days of the presidency, and they said that most of the mainstream media outlets were so negative toward him, most of the stories. When do we get to a point in our country where we say, we can't do this, even from a medical standpoint? Like,
the stories are negative about him because he's a steaming meteor of shit.
He's a racist asshole. This is insane.
Daily, he tweets.
Ainsley,
something heinous.
Ainsley, do you have gay friends? Do you have friends of color? You're a woman! You're a fucking woman!
You should
be pissed off!
Are you not worried that he's gonna say something? He's not gonna rocket man us into World War fucking III?
Oh my God, God, can you believe he said that shit? Rocket man?
Yeah.
Rocket man!
Cool standpoint. Like, enough of the anger.
It's detrimental to the well-being of our population. I showed some data that actually Mike Burling polled for us, looking at.
Is that Dr. Oz?
These guys, should we play clips from Bill O'Reilly? Should we play clips
the anger?
From
Alex Jones?
I'm talking about their station.
Oh, yeah,
from Fox.
Yeah.
They're the ones that spawned Glenn Beck.
Right.
They are the ones who have Hannity, who have Fucker Carlson.
Yes.
Who have Jesse Waters.
How much do these fuckers spend when these gross, goddamn white guys assault women at their studio? How much did they fucking spend?
What about
these fucking subhumans?
Who's that old fuck? Stuart Varney. Piece of shit.
God.
Lou Dobbs. That cranky, get off my lawn, old fuck.
Hey.
Do you talk about anger?
I mean,
we embrace our anger.
Oh,
we're proud of it here.
Fuck.
But now they're pearl clutching.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, this is bad for the country, all this hate for the president. It's nothing like when that Negro was in charge.
There is just
talk
nothing.
Talk about anger.
Right. Yes!
They said he wasn't born in this country. And God damn it, when are we going to see his fucking birth certificate? I want to see his transcripts from college. I don't believe that Negro made you college.
God, could you imagine the fucking racism? Imagine the racism.
And now they're like, oh, the anger is so bad for the country.
God.
People won't just sit back and enjoy it.
So fucking stupid.
Enjoy President Trump. It's great.
There's never going to be, that fucking sucks. There's never going to be any justice for this fucking Trump. Unless
they're trying to Cosby the country.
God damn. Good job.
Roofie the country. Lay back. Take it.
Hey.
And you'll wake up with jizz on your feet.
Yeah. Fly over states and rednecks and shitbags that voted for Trump. When are you going to get tired?
Let me open the window.
Yeah. When are you going to get tired of the jizz on your feet? You don't have to wake up every morning with jizz on your feet. What?
Unless you're into that.
Unless you love it.
Sure.
They love it, though. You don't have to be so stupid. God, maybe you fucking do. I don't know.
Man. Fox and Fiends actually asked Dr. Oz after having talked about postpartum depression, saying, do you think it's bad for the country, this anger for the president?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Unreal. This is
fucking real.
And this is why Rupert Murdoch is the eye of Sauron. He is the great evil of the late 20th, early 21st century because of what his networks have done.
Oh, fuck yes.
I scream this all the time. In this country, in Britain, and in Australia, Canada was smart. They didn't let him.
Right.
But look what he's done.
It's disgusting.
To these countries with these
I mean,
quote, conservative news outlets.
And it's cartoonish.
Lie. Yeah.
Especially Fox. It's cartoonish. You look at all the sexual assault cases, and there's another one. God damn it. There's one. I read about it in Jezebel. Somebody suing somebody at Fox because of somebody got groped.
Right.
The party of family values. Rape. Oh, yeah, they got raped. God, you guys are fucked up. Quit telling us how to live our lives.
So the New York Times reports that Mueller found something else out and about Manafort. Oh, that's so bad. That's so negative for the president, you lamestream media. How dare you report that? It's bad. Poo-poo on you for being mean to the prez.
It is bad. It is bad that this shit's going on.
Fucking un-American pieces of shit. We're going to figure out what's going on.
And absolutely.
What if it ends up that it wasn't him? He didn't do anything. Maybe it was just Manafort and Mikey Flynn. Maybe the president benefited from it.
Yeah.
But maybe he didn't know anything about it. I don't believe that for a microsecond.
Yes.
But on the outside chance that happened.
Yeah.
Let's get it over with. Lay the cards on the table, bitches. Open your fucking archives and say, here's all the evidence. Let's get this over with. I have nothing to hide. But no, it's, I forgot about that meeting with the Russians.
I mean,
I did too.
Yeah. And I was listening to MSNBC this morning and they were, did we talk about this on the show yet? About how they had to, raid Paul Manafort. You know what I mean? Didn't they have to?
A little bit when it happened, but they
had to sneak in his house.
They picked the lock, and they wanted to do it quietly because even had they kicked it in, when you do that kind of raid, you're worried about literally flushing a hard or a flash drive down the toilet or something, and something could disappear that quickly.
That's how they're treating these people.
Right.
They're crooks.
That's a big deal. And the fact that Manafort also they found out yesterday, or the story came out yesterday, allegedly, that he was being wiretapped before the campaign already.
Oh, okay.
That he was already being sniffed, which means FISA warrant, which means you got to convince a judge that this person is a foreign agent.
Right.
And or committing a crime.
Oh my God.
And if now this is where the Trumpanzees are trying to crow victory.
Ooh.
That Don wasn't lying when he said Obama wiretapped me.
Oh my God. Are you
because
fucking kidding
he me? Probably got picked up in some convos with Manafort because they were tapping Manafort.
Right.
So if Trump called him, Trump is going to get picked up. Trump's going to get
tapping
recorded.
You.
That conversation is going to get recorded. Trump was not tapped. Manafort was. Trump may have been picked up in somebody else's wiretap. So, but there's Trump cultists running around crowing, saying, look, see, it vindicates the president. He didn't lie. He didn't lie when he said he was being wiretapped. Look at that evil Obama wiretapping an innocent man.
We're so fucked up. Obviously, Russia had something to do with how the election turned out. Don't we want to figure out what the fuck they did? Or are you content knowing that a foreign power influences how our elections turn out?
Don't give a fuck.
You don't care.
They're still going to try to cram a repeal of Obamacare into the hole.
Yeah. Ooh, yes.
If they can.
Right. Put a popper in there, baby.
Desperately.
Right. I mean, they're so xenophobic. Don't you want it? Doesn't it bother you that Russia's up our dick? I mean, doesn't that bother you on some sort of like reptilian level, you fucking loons? I don't know.
Where's the rest of this?
America.
God, I can't watch 10 seconds of Fox and Friends without becoming enraged by just the bullshit and the lies.
Right.
Where we say, we can't do this, even from a medical standpoint, like enough of the anger.
It's detrimental to the well-being of our population. I showed some data that actually Mike Berling polled for us, looking at stress levels in America. 57% of women feel the stress is above what they can deal with. So it's, you know, it's a major influence. And that,
you notice he said the stress level, he didn't say the hatred of the president or the anger level. He said the stress level. We're all stressed out.
God, but listen, you know, this is insane, you know, because what the GOP, they don't want to let women have control of their own health care, right? They don't want women
not
to
their
get
own vagina care.
Equal pay, right? I mean, they're hostile to women. And on top of all that, bullshit, this dickhead is even suggesting that the stress they feel from that is their fault and they need to learn how to fucking manage it. What the fuck? Do you know what I mean?
Oz? I don't think he's suggesting that.
I think
he said that he's just confirming the data showing that what's going on, people are stressed out about
right,
it.
I
don't know if he prescribed
it. It's a major influence and not a good one for our country.
And you also talked about the opioid epidemic, so that's a very important thing. You know, Governor Christie was here talking about that.
Can I say one thing? Actually, I talked about the opioid epidemic.
Okay. So Kilmeade kind of lays, it's not like a non sequitur
right
from Dr. Oz here. Kilmeade says, you know, oh, and the opioid epidemic is really huge. And one of the things that has been shown that helps alleviate the opioid epidemic is if you make weed legal, because you don't get addicted to weed. You can become kind of emotionally and there's a tiny physical addiction to it.
Right.
But you can't OD on weed.
Yeah.
You just can't.
But, you know, everybody drinks. It's such a double fucking standard.
So in places where weed is legal,
right,
there's less opioid addiction. Because
that makes sense.
Somebody's like, well, I'm just going to have a hit or two of the weed. I don't need to pop an oxy to forget about my miserable life.
Absolutely.
You know, Governor Christie was here talking about that.
And pain, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
There's a lot of people who use weed for pain.
Can I say one thing? Actually, I talk about the opioid epidemic, but what the real story is the hypocrisy around medical marijuana. And just real quickly, medical marijuana, people think it's a gateway drug to narcotics. It may be the exit drug to get us out of the narcotic epidemic, but we're not allowed.
Wow.
This is like,
blah, 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 blah.
Wait, what?
God.
Wait, what?
Did they not? They don't want to.
He's like, it's people say it's a gateway drug. It's not any more than alcohol is a gateway drug or
A
lot of sugar is gateway. I mean, gateway drug. Is it the first drug people tend to try? Sometimes,
probably,
yeah.
But.
And I know people that have tried weed and that's the only thing they've ever done.
But if they're going to have a doctor on, they're not going to let him say doctor things. You know,
it's Fox.
He's talking about science. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, stop it.
They don't want to. They don't have him on for science. Boo. They have him on to talk about Ivanka.
Right. Dr. Oz.
And her fifis.
Why is he going on Fox? He's got shit tons of money. Don't go on this network.
He's hawking the Ivanka interview.
Oh, my God. You suck then. You know what I mean? Don't humanize her.
Which is probably on Fox, right?
Yeah.
Drug to get us out of the narcotic epidemic, but we're not allowed to study it because it's a Schedule I drug. And I personally
Right. It's listed the same as heroin, the same as cocaine. Schedule I fucking drug. Actually, I'm not sure that cocaine is a Schedule I. But is that the
worst?
Yes.
Schedule I.
Yes. And that's what a lot of people say. Get it off the schedule, even. Lower.
Weed isn't fucking heroin.
Lower its classification at the very least if you're going to keep it an illegal substance.
Yes.
At least lower the classification. And people like Jefferson Beauregard Sessions say,
that ain't
no,
happening.
I know. There's a lot of black men that get all hyped up on marijuana and rape white girls.
But we got to keep these prisons filled. Fuck you.
That's exactly it.
That's it, right?
Believe it could help.
I hadn't heard that before. Check out his interview.
Gotta go.
Tomorrow on the Dr. Oz.
I hadn't heard that before. Gotta
God
go.
Damn. I didn't know Dr. Oz was on Fox.
He apparently is.
Shit, man. Fuck Dr. Oz. Man. Fuck
gotta
him.
Be somewhere.
I used to think he was okay. I didn't know that.
I didn't really know that much about him. I think he might be the one who might have been... I can't think of any other TV doctors.
Right.
Can you?
Dr. Keith Ablow.
That were... That have their own show. Keith Ablow is as likable as pediatric AIDS.
Yeah, Dr.
So
Drew.
They're not going to give him a show.
Dr. Drew had a show. Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable had a whole show.
It must be this guy,
right?
So there you go.
Right.
The
that's insane. You know what I mean? It's fucking insane that weed is a Schedule I drug. That's fucking nuts.
So Donald Trump spoke before the United Nations.
Oh, God.
I'm so embarrassed. I don't even want to talk about it. I just want to pretend it didn't happen. Just go on my day.
What do we gain politically from having our president say, I'm going to completely destroy a fucking country? What do we get out of that?
Yeah,
a
death sentence for 20 million, 25 million people?
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that?
Boom. Let me hand that out like it's nobody's fucking business.
Yeah. And
he's mentally ill.
Yeah, and... You know, sorry, South Koreans, you're on your own.
Oopsie.
Sorry, Seoul.
What does he think that we would just take out North Korea and there would be no, like, South Korea is not going to get leveled?
Well, yeah, and they say that they move their missiles, they hide them underground,
yeah.
They're on trains.
Right.
They know to not have, like, a big sign that says, missiles here. So that it could be bombed by the Americans
or
anything like that. So even if we do get some sites,
yes.
Maybe they get the nuke sites. Well,
maybe.
They have all those conventional weapons, those cannons, that like the long guns on fucking battleships.
Yes.
That'll blow Seoul out off of the planet.
How big are those? Like, when you say that artillery, if you... One of those big fucking... Big, thick, girthy gun on a fucking destroyer or whatever. You fire one of those bullets into a town. Like, how big is that? Is that like a block it takes out? Or
yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the explosive powers are.
God, can't we do other shit on this planet rather than blow each other up? Don't we need to cure AIDS and cancer and blah, 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 blah? Damn it! Stop these fucking hurricanes.
Oh my God, they have 16-inch shells on
16 inches
on a few battleships.
Is that a round? You're girthy?
Yeah.
God damn. What do you do with that?
Blow the shit out of stuff.
Shit. I hate that.
So Trump delivered just an embarrassment, really, of a rambling speech, dystopian, very nationalistic, trying to spread the cancer of his fucked up nationalism to everybody. I say America first, but everybody in this room should be saying their own country first too.
God damn it. What is the point in that?
Fuck the world. Everybody should be saying. But then he turns around and is basically like, do everything our way because we got the biggest dick. We got the biggest military. We're spending $700 billion. Did you hear, guys? Did you hear? We're going to spend.
You know what
so
sounded
gross.
Nuts? You know what sounded nuts when he said the UN has potential?
Potential.
Who the fuck are you? You nutball.
It was awful. It really was. And he called
horrendous.
Kim Jong Un Rocket Man in a speech to the United fucking Nations.
Oh,
he called
God.
Kim Jong Un Rocket Man.
Jeez, you would think he's the president. He's our top diplomat. He's his
he
words.
Rocket Man on a suicide mission.
Do you think he thought long and hard before he said that? He tweeted it first, right?
Representative Barbara Lee. I think she's from California, maybe.
Fuck you, boy.
Tweeted dangerous rhetoric and abdication of values from President Trump at the UN General Assembly. Congress must stand by the Iran deal and work to de-escalate tensions with North Korea. Iran has followed the letter of the Iran deal.
Yes.
Trump's like, too bad. I might have put out because it has black fingerprints on it.
God, is that why?
Does he have
an interest in destabilizing the Middle East?
He doesn't care.
God
It's the worst deal ever. I told everybody it was the worst deal ever. We got to pull out.
Ooh, yes.
Even if you guys, he'll probably be like he did to Peña Nieto, right? Okay, just don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. You can't. You're going to fuck me.
Oh,
here.
The man.
Just don't talk about it. Don't talk about that wall. Stop saying you're not going to pay for the wall, goddammit.
You just can't say that. Oh, my God.
Senator Feinstein, also of California.
Yes, the adults.
Said the goals of the United Nations are to foster peace and promote global cooperation.
Of course!
Today, the president used it as a stage to threaten war.
His place to complain and bitch to have Festivus.
Yeah. He missed an opportunity. Tomorrow, feats of strength. he missed an opportunity to present any positive actions the UN could take. This is Feinstein's statement.
Yes.
He missed an opportunity to present any positive actions the UN could take with respect to North Korea, and he launched a diatribe against Iran, again offering no pathway forward. By suggesting he would revisit and possibly cancel the Iran nuclear agreement, he greatly escalated the danger we face from both Iran and North Korea. What nation would negotiate with the United States when the agreements we reach with other countries are so easily undermined?
Right.
There you go.
Bam. I mean, what I don't understand, Trump, if you just left the Iran thing alone, you would have so much more time to golf. You wouldn't have to do shit about it. Just leave it alone.
And it's not just us. I don't know how it's a multilateral agreement. It wasn't just us. Weren't there like eight countries that sat down with Iran and it's not just us.
How does the rest of the planet? They must just fucking hate the shit out of us. We're isolated. We got two oceans on either side. And we have the nerve to destabilize an area in the Middle East, this Iran thing. We're going to make the Iran deal go away.
Pick one. Yeah.
But they're not our neighbors. We're isolated. The same thing with North fucking Korea. Those missiles can't reach us, but they can reach Japan. Doesn't Trump feel some sort of fucking responsibility to curtail his rhetoric?
No.
For the sake. I mean, I would think my thought, if I was a president, there'd be a lot of shit change, boy. I tell you what, there'd be Festivus, all right, motherfuckers. Listen, I would sit here and think. I'm going to. that British show we used
Ultimate
to
Force.
Ultimate Force, baby. I mean, I would just feel like if I tweet this, is this going to make South Korea nervous? What are the ramifications of what I'm saying?
Rocket Man.
I'm Rocket Man. Is that because he likes the Elton John song, or is that just off the top of his fucking head?
He probably thought of it in the middle of the night and was like, "Oh my, I can't wait to tweet that."
Fucking God.
The end of Feinstein's statement says,
yes.
Trump's bombastic threat to destroy North Korea and his refusal to present any positive pathways forward on the many global challenges we face are severe disappointments.
Yes.
He aims to unify the world through tactics of intimidation.
Right.
But in reality, he only further isolates the United States.
Absolutely.
And you know it's horrible when you've got people like John Bolton, former ambassador to the UN under George Bush, who is a batshit lunatic warmongering
nutball.
Nutball.
That weird fucking mustache.
His wife's getting pipe laid tonight because...
Oh, yes. Pipe laid.
Because he is thrilled.
Yes.
Trump's speech was the best yet as president. He was clear and direct in his criticisms of North Korea and Iran. This is the guy who thinks we should just go in and preemptively start bombing North Korea.
Oh, okay.
Like, now.
But I just don't understand that. How does that promote peace in the region?
They're on their own.
It's so fucked up.
I don't know who this asshole is. Representative Todd Rokita?
Rokita.
Rokita, R-O-K-I-T-A.
I've never fucking heard of this guy.
I never did either. U.S. Representative of the 4th District of Indiana.
Fuck you, boy. Indiana, that's where that perv who is our vice president.
Mother.
Mother. That's where Pence is from,
Mother,
right?
The Viagra has kicked in.
Mother, I'm not allowed to put food in my mouth in the presence of another fucking woman. So nuts.
I'm putting the sheet over my head. You can mount me now.
Oh, my God. It's so gross. Jeez. Shouldn't you be in a bathroom somewhere at an airport sucking off another fellow Republican?
More terrifying.
Yes.
Republican is chairman of the subcommittee of early childhood, elementary, and secondary education.
Oh, my God.
God, if that isn't the most frightening aspect of Republicans being in charge, them being in charge of education in this country.
I don't like the way,
unfucking real.
I mean, I don't like the idea of the racist, sexist, homophobic, Islamophobic GOP having anything to do or any influence over our children. I wouldn't want my kid growing up to be a fucking racist dickbag GOPer. That's fucked up.
Representative Todd Rokita said, President Trump has shown our world tremendous leadership since taking office.
That's funny.
Oh, God.
That's supposed to be funny?
When all we've seen is that in every country on the planet, his approval level has plummeted, as has our country.
Shit.
Everybody hates us more.
Yes.
If they didn't. Or likes us less. Right. If they did.
I put a fancy
because
graph.
Because of this man.
Oh, yeah. I put a fancy graph up on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/crabdiving. Showing how much people hate us. That's the point. You don't even need to see it. Just know that everybody hates us. That's all.
And even the ones that used to like us.
They hate us. Israel still likes us.
Yeah. Thanks, neighbors.
You know who likes us more? Russia.
Right. Yep. Russia and Israel.
Yay, guys.
Here's Trump a little bit. I wonder if this is his horrible joke. He tried to do a joke about socialism.
Jeez.
When half of the world is the where all the economies are strong and people are happy right now.
Yes.
Have health and heaping helping helpins of healthy heaping helpins.
Yummy.
Of socialism.
Well, don't you think? I mean, that speech, he's not really performing for the people in the room. That's for his dick bag.
Which you can't do. That's the problem with his whole fucking presidency. Go to your MAGA rally in fucking Arizona. Go to your knuckle draggers in Mobile or whatever. I don't give a shit. 30, 40,000 of them. Pass out some hats. Some deep fried cheese curds.
And, oh, yes.
And hasten their right. grabbers.
Funnel cakes.
But when you take this shit to the international stage.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
It's an embarrassment.
You know, it's not a good look.
I ask every country represented here today to be prepared to do more to address this very real crisis. We call for the full restoration of democracy and political freedoms in Venezuela. The problem in Venezuela is not that socialism has been poorly implemented, but that socialism has been faithfully implemented.
That's just an utter lie.
That's bullshit.
Utter lie.
Yeah. I mean, it's not socialism. Right?
No,
it's authoritarianism.
It's authoritarianism and oligarchs, again, stealing. If socialism was working down there, all the profits, all the money would be going down to the people.
Right.
Not to a rich elite, not to a ridiculously overbloated military.
Why doesn't he go after the leadership in Venezuela? Why is he going after socialism?
Because he plays
doesn't make any
golf
sense.
With the bankers who hold all the money for the leaders
right.
of Venezuela.
Right. And maybe he actually believes his theory that he's shitting out of his fucking mouth.
Because
maybe
know.
He believes it. Nah, yeah, he's stupid.
I'll bet I have no doubt that Donald Trump does not know the difference between socialism and communism.
Right.
Which is criminal if you're sitting in that chair.
I mean,
I forgive the average person walking around.
Sure.
Because you've been indoctrinated with propaganda for damn near 100 fucking years now from the Trumpian types.
Yes.
And the evil financiers.
Right.
To believe that anything other than capitalism is birthed from the loins of Satan.
But do you think Trump can find Venezuela on a map?
No.
I don't either. Yep. No fucking way. Yeah.
But if you're president, you should fucking know the difference between socialism and communism.
Right.
And know that what's going on in Venezuela right now is neither.
I bet he couldn't find North Korea. And he wants to wipe it off the fucking map. And I bet he can't find it.
They've nationalized many of the industries. That's
yes.
What he thinks socialism is. But who runs the national? What the national part? Who's the government? It ain't the government of the people, by the people,
fuck
for
no.
the people. It's the government of a few assholes.
The government appoint. They right. hand somebody. They say, hey, cousin. Hey, uncle. Hey, son. Do you want to run the national fucking oil company right. and make $1 billion fucking dollars? How's that socialism?
It's like evil oligarchs took over and... in claiming that they have nationalized everything, have actually privatized everything for them.
They're getting
for
paid.
Their profits. Right. So wrong. Don.
Yeah. Fuck
but
you.
That socialism.
And he's in the wrong fucking place to try to pull this. This is what I don't get.
Yeah. It's odd.
Every person in this room is, well,
but he doesn't care about that room.
Every person in an average preschool
is
smarter than this guy. But every person in this room knows the difference right. between socialism and communism.
Absolutely.
And he's making a fucking idiot out of himself.
It's embarrassing.
By
man.
Trying to bring back the Cold War boogeyman of communism / socialism.
And he's using the platform of the UN for his fucking festivus, his bitch fest.
I have no doubt that Trump thinks, well, the Nazis were socialists. National Socialist Party, it said so right in their fucking title.
He's got to know what the Nazis were.
And that's the mind level you right. have to deal with in comments on social media is,
right.
is all the bots and all the Russian, especially all the Russian bots. That's the first thing they go for. Nazis were socialists, you libtard.
Can the deep state exist? Please let Obama come back, take over. I'm fine. Fine with that.
Has been faithfully implemented.
You hear them laugh? And three or four applaud.
God damn.
Fail.
Yeah. Good job. I don't think that joke landed, dickhead.
Yeah. I'm sure all the Scandinavian countries who were doing fine were like, fuck him.
God, you know, if you know what? If a progressive wanted to run for president on the theory that when I'm elected, I talk about this all the time. I am hiring a guy from one of those fucking scando countries and he's going over everything. And he's like, hey, this is what you should do. You should do this. That would be a great platform to run on. Why don't we do that? Why don't we look at like how those countries are running and say, I want to run like Sweden.
Right.
Because this is fucked up.
And we've seen statistically and anecdotally
yes
of prison systems.
Oh my God!
That what we do here is just not the way to do it. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Right.
And isolation, the whole is basically torture.
It's evil.
Yeah.
We should be more evolved than that.
And
man.
Does not help if the goal is to improve the behavior of the prisoners. It doesn't help.
And that's what it has to be, right? I mean, other than what's the point? If you don't want to rehabilitate people
how do we
or
punish them, though?
Just march them off a cliff then, dickhead.
You know, those conservatives love them some punishment, Ryan. That's what they
right.
wake up in the morning for.
Get my ball gag.
I think that's the only reason half of them believe in their God.
Oh, they love it,
because
dude.
They're thrilled that they're going to be able to have a balcony seat and be able to eat popcorn and drink champagne while everybody they hated is roasting in the fires of hell for eternity, Ryan.
Jeez, wow.
Woohoo! Can't wait till you're roasting in
hell. Hell, Christian, get my ball gag, baby.
Such horrible creatures.
My anal poppers. Pop
such
it in.
Horrible creatures they are.
This is disgusting. I hate this GOP. It's not two equal sides. It's not two equal sides.
Correctamundo, thanks for joining us this lovely Tuesday. We're here every goddamn fucking weekday, you 2 know, to 4 p.m. Pacific.
I'm going to name 5 another.
5 to 7 Eastern.
I'm going to name another catchphrase of the television character that said that. And you see, I'm going to see if you can name it. And I bet you can. Sit on it.
Yeah, well, yeah, the fun.
Sit on it. Correctamundo. He used to say that to Richie.
Oh, did he?
Richie C. all the time. Correctamundo.
Get
Correctamundo,
your
Cunningham.
Get episodes of ancient television on Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Download, become a Prime member, download, buy shit.
That's right.
Listen to books, crabdiving.com/Audible. I just got who should be Madam President's book.
Oh, my God. We'd be talking about a bunch of different shit right now. It would be a different show.
Yeah, we would probably be losing our minds that they're not liberal enough.
Right.
Oh my God, they're compromising with the Republicans. We'd be losing our minds.
We might even forget about North Korea.
It might I don't be remember, happening right
I,
now.
I don't remember North Korea being in the news
I don't
as
think
much,
Hillary
honestly.
Would be tweeting Rocket Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you think, maybe a different Elton John song.
Yes. How depressing.
I guess this is... Yeah, this is a good story. Yeah. James Woods.
Oh, yeah, the actor.
Is a profound diaper load.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit, right?
Just a real piece of shit.
But he's so smart. That's what I always hear about him. He's a fucking genius.
From him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a self-proclaimed genius.
Oh, loves to whip out his Mensa card or whatever.
Ooh. Isn't that the whole thing? Like, if you're a Mensa, isn't it a cool move to not tell people? To not tell people?
Well, I was...
That's a cool
movie. I had a friend who was in it and tried to get me in it, took me to a couple of... I had some ridiculous test scores that might have gotten me in, one or two.
Oh, shit.
But...
Damn.
But the... I think my ACT score even...
Really?
I qualified.
But, yeah, me too. I was just like, no thanks.
But...
Fuck it.
I just found it odd.
Right.
Like,
why didn't you do it?
Well, I went to a couple of events.
You didn't sign up or you...
Well, no, because I just was like, well, I found it odd that the only thing bringing everyone together is the fact that they're allegedly smart. And,
right.
And all I was seeing was, well, it's the same kind of smorgasbord of assholery that exists in all groups of humans. So I just didn't... I don't know. I didn't have more fun,
right?
Because I was around allegedly smart people.
Yeah, I would like to pull the car. I mean, I would.
There were some that were very nice, and I did enjoy their company. But it wasn't, you know, I don't know. I just found it a weird thing. That's like, look how smart we are. Let's all get together.
Well,
and
it's a great thing to use in an argument when someone's arguing with you. You say, well, listen, just so you know, you're arguing with a Mensa, so maybe I have a better idea about this than you.
Well, see, that's just the opposite.
That's shitty, right?
Right.
That's shitty.
And that was the real vocal ones. Or assholes.
Oh, yeah.
Look how smart, like James Woods.
I'm
Look
Mensa.
How smart I am.
Oh, yes.
You should be listening to me, you dummies, because I am smarter than you.
Does it ever occur to people like James Woods? Like, you have a charmed career. You're an actor. You got TV shows. You know what I mean? You're making shit tons of money. Be humble. Be nice, fuckhead.
So I guess there's a new movie coming out.
Yes.
With, Army Hammer.
Who the fuck is that? Who's Army Hammer?
He's an actor.
Army Hammer. Meat Hammer.
And the movie, James Woods tweeted some shade.
Twatted!
At the movie. Apparently it's about Army Hammer plays a 24-year-old.
Okay.
Who is dating a 17-year-old.
Okay.
Male.
Oh, okay. Wait, what are the ages? 24 and 17.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Is that bad? I mean, if you do the math,
what
is that?
State?
Well, I'm just trying to Give me a second. I'm trying to fucking subtract 17 from 24. How many? 7 years?
7 years.
Well, I mean, you know. Wait till they're 18. My God, what are you going to talk about? Nothing.
Well, I don't know if it's part of the story. It's
it's a movie.
I mean, that might be part of the movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, okay, sorry.
So the movie is 24-year-old man, 17-year-old boy. Some asshole tweeted, stop.
Right.
And James Wood retweeted and said, as they quietly chip away the last barriers of decency, hashtag NAMBLA. 24 and 17 is pushing the NAMBLA.
Do you think
envelope
James Woods is just being a little homophobic here, that it's two dudes?
Well, yeah,
of course.
And big shocker.
Right.
He's got a long history of that.
What doesn't?
So Armie Hammer,
yes,
responded and said, didn't you date a 19-year-old when you were 60?
How do you meet her parents?
Amber Tamblyn, actress.
Yes.
She
wasn't she on 90210 or something? Or
she played what was that? That she was, oh my God, I worked in the casting office
God,
on
I,
that show that she was
Judging
on.
Amy? What was that?
She was on Judging Amy, okay, as a guest one time, I think, but it was the Judging Amy casting director,
right,
that also cast
Seventh Heaven.
Her show.
Right.
Anyway, we'll look it up. Kate,
look that shit up.
So Amber Tamblyn,
yes,
then wins the internet.
Amber Tamblyn.
By responding also to James Woods.
Yes.
And she tweeted, James Woods tried to pick me and my friend up at a restaurant once. He wanted to take us to Vegas. I'm 16, I said.
Oh.
Even better, he said.
Oh, my God. James Woods.
Amber Tamblyn.
Dude, you're NAMBLA. What do you think about that, dickhead?
Tweeted the fuck out of that. She tweeted that Joan of Arcadia was the that
I never
early
watched
2000s.
That. Was it good? Was it a cop drama?
She got her start on General Hospital. She was a
perfect
kid actress for a couple of years.
Hey, you were on that.
Oh, you know who she played?
Yeah.
She played that friend of mine, ours.
Yes.
Former friend.
Don't
see her much anymore. Who then played this same character grown up.
Right. This is like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Emily Cornerman was then played by
Natalia
Livingston.
Right.
So the she was in Buffy.
Yes.
I guess a little bit.
So James Woods is picking up a 16-year-old.
Well, no, all
Good
these
God.
Women, all these actresses are coming out saying, oh, he totally tried to pick me up when I was like 19 also, and he was gross. And so all these actresses are coming out. James Woods then responded, "The one's illegal, one's a lie."
Oh, okay.
Meaning a 24-year-old with a 17-year-old is illegal.
Right.
But... and him trying to pick up Amber
Tamblyn
is a lie.
Well, I believe her. What do you think about that, Jim?
Well, when Amber, when Woods responded,
yes,
said it's a lie,
right,
she sent a screenshot of a text exchange that she had with her friend. And she was like, do you remember the time... do you remember when James Woods and his friend tried to pick us up at Mel's Diner when we were teens? And this other girl was like, damn, totally forgot about that. Ha 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 ha. What made you think of that?
Oh, shit. Well.
So her friend's corroborating
absolutely.
This story. And Amber Tamblyn tweeted, since I know people love to question the integrity and honesty of women when they come forward with
yes.
stories like this. Here you go.
Bam.
She also wrote an open letter to him.
Okay. A missive.
Basically saying that, you know, He's just a fucking asshole.
Basically. Let me be clear. When you say James Woods, as people said, that he's been trying to pick up 19-year-olds, 16-year-olds, whatever, you mean like date him, not physically pick him up? Because I don't know if he could. You know what I mean? How old is he?
We're going to take him to Vegas.
Right. You want to go to Vegas?
And this is, you know,
what are you going to do in Vegas?
Like, she's young. This is like 1990s. Yeah. So he was in his 50s, 40s, 50s. When he's trying to pick up a 16-year-old, taking to Vegas, even
he told
better.
Her. He told her, "Geez, that wouldn't that scare you off?" Be like, "No, no, no, okay. See you later. My mistake. Sorry. I don't want to end up in jail." And
that was
and it's
why she
up.
Told them.
Right?
She said, "I purposely said no. I'm 16."
Yeah.
And he went
Dude,
even better.
Even better. Who the fuck is this James Woods?
Dear Mr. Woods, what you are experiencing is called a teachable moment. It's called a gift. It's called a humbling. It is called Jesus, I come to thee. It is called an awakening. It's called a growth edge. It is called hope. The hope being that through this experience, you can change. What are the odds?
Changing.
You can redefine the man who will come after this moment and the man who came before. Since you've now called me a liar, I will now call you a silencer. I see your gaslight and now will raise you a scorched earth.
Bam.
My friend Billy and I were at the Roxy on Sunset Boulevard seeing a band we loved. We decided to go to Mel's Diner on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. I've been to Mel's as well.
Lovely.
Huge menu.
Yes.
We decided to go to Mel's Diner on South Boulevard, Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood to get burgers after. I had just gotten my driver's license.
God, I can't believe we let people who are 16 drive. That
and very specifically remember my nervousness trying to park in the diner parking lot.
Why are you nervous? I don't mean to be a dick. That's a huge fucking parking lot.
And Sunset's fucked up there, too.
Yeah, but it's a big parking lot.
Upon leaving the restaurant, we were stopped by you and your friend.
Pervs.
Who both seem very nice.
Yes.
At one point, you suggested we should all go to Las Vegas together. It's such a great place. Have you ever been? You tried to make it sound so innocent. This is something predatory men like to do, I've noticed.
Yes.
Make it sound innocent.
Right.
Just a dollop of insinuation. Just a hair of persuasion. Just a pinch of suggestion.
Right.
It'll be so much fun, I promise you. Nothing has to happen. We'll just have a good time together.
Because, a 50-year-old dude wants you to just hang out with a 16-year-old and talk about what? What do you have in common?
Exactly. I told you my age, she continues.
Yes.
Kindly and with no judgment or aggression. I told you my age because I thought you would be immediately horrified.
Yes.
Like you said.
Yes.
A normal human would be. And take back your offer. You laughed and said, even better. We'll have so much fun, I promise.
Even better. God.
Here's the thing, Mr. Woods. At that time, I was not a public persona. I'd done a couple years on a soap opera as an actress, but you wouldn't know me from Adam. I'm sure you've racked your brain trying to remember how you could have possibly hit on the actress Amber Tamblyn at a diner almost 2 decades ago. You think it's not possible. There's no way I would have been stupid enough to hit on a 16-year-old known actress. But I wasn't known then, James. I was just a girl, and I'm going to wager that there have been many girls who were just girls.
Oh, yeah.
Or women who were just women with whom you've done this because you can get away with it.
Yeah, you James fucking Woods.
The saddest part of this story doesn't even concern me, but concerns the universal woman's story. The nation's harmful narrative of disbelieving women first above all else. Like fucking Betsy DeVos.
Absolutely.
No, in college. What about the attackers? What about those poor boys?
She's worried about the accusers.
Yep. Asking the women to first corroborate or first give proof or first make sure we're not misremembering or first consider the consequences of speaking out.
Yes.
Or first let men give their side or first just let your sanity come last.
God.
So it is with hope, Mr. Woods, that I ask you to go inward now and ask yourself the hard stuff, the ominous unconscious stuff, the archetypal masculinity stuff, the power play stuff, the perversion persuasion stuff, the secretive stuff, the id's most cherished stuff.
Damn.
Only you and your darkness know who you are. Only you and your actions know what you've done. That means you and only you have the power to change your behavior, and you and your history with women and girls are part of the problem. Or are you and your history with women and girls part of the problem? Mr. Woods, go now and look in the mirror and ask yourself if this is true. Go on. I'll wait, but I won't hold my breath.
God.
Amber Tamblyn.
And now is he going to call her a liar? Is he going to have the nerve to say she's lying?
Oh, he's bathing in it. I did see, I don't know if he directly responded, but he's like, oh, all the Twitter trolls are coming at me now. All the little snowflakes who were triggered by the lies.
Dude, you're hitting on a 16-year-old. Imagine you had a daughter and you found out that some creepo rich actor's hitting on my daughter in the parking lot of a fucking restaurant or something.
Well, and again, he's upset about a 24-year-old with a 17-year-old male-to-male relationship depicted in a movie.
Yeah.
When I'm willing to bet he chafed his cock beating off so hard to Lolita. Right?
Right.
Or to American Beauty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, James.
Kevin Spacey jerking off to the thought of the girl next door floating around in a bunch of rose petals.
Rose petals. Didn't that win an Oscar?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. You know, James, if you did chafe your cock beating off to whomsoever, go to crabdiving/
get some
Amazon.
Cream.
Damn, I can't. What is it? Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Get some 3-in-1 ointment, or what do you get? No, that's some, oil. That's oil.
Friction cream.
Right. Get some
friction. Are you talking about to facilitate the actual jerkage or to
heal
alleviate
it.
The burns?
We want to heal your chafeness, Jamie. Jimmy.
I hope his dick hurts all the time. Frankly,
yeah, you know, he didn't have to be a dick. He did this. He brought this Twitter storm on that fucking idiot.
He's an asshole. He's really crazy.
He's like, hey, I'm James Woods. You're 16. Come with me to Vegas.
He's thrilled, by the way, with the
with the
UN speech. And then today he tweeted.
Who's thrilled with it?
James Woods. And then today he tweeted about Nancy Pelosi. So this is what they want. They want 11 million people who broke the law to become citizens without consequence and then live on our dime.
You tried to fuck a 16-year-old, you dickhead.
Well, and it's not on our dime. That's the fake trope that they're all on our dime. They're all on welfare. All those brown people.
God, fuck you, James Woods.
We gotta fucking go here. We're back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen and others.
Viva la resistance!
iTunes, Stitcher, leave us good reviews.
Bam!
Please go to crabdiving.com for this and all the other great stuff here on the network. Don't forget, Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Follow him on the social medias at Rated Comedy or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
A great afternoon, evening. Back with this bullshit tomorrow.
Bye bye. Bullshit.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.